在下是未剃道的大乘佛门弟子陈玄奘，是降妖除魔的驱魔人。
闭嘴！
你有没有死过老公？
大嫂，我没有老公的。
你有没有死过老公？
大嫂，你相信我，我真的没有老公。
One cannot possibly watch Journey to the West Conquering the Demons without comparing it to the 1995 movie A Chinese Odyssey. Both are based on the classic Ming Dynasty novel Journey to the West. Conquering the Demons is a much more vivid rendition of the story, but less attractive.
一刀杀并不是驱魔的真正道理。魔为什么成为魔？是人的心被魔所侵。我们要除掉它的魔性。
Although actor-turned-director Stephen Chow made his name playing so-called losers in comedy films, he is now assisted by perhaps the best computer-generated imagery technology available to Chinese directors. With the most horrifying computer-generated demons, he has created a fantasy film that is the most faithful to the original novel and certainly the most profitable of any Journey to the West movies so far.Ming Dynasty novelist and poet Wu Chang'en wrote a fictional story about a hellish world where people live in ignorance of Buddhist teachings, and cannibalistic demons lurked in every mountain and river. So during his quest for Buddhist scriptures, Xuan Zang encounters many demons that test his faith. He manages to conquer three of them and turns them into helpful escorts.Stephen Chow reproduces Xuan Zang's triumph over the three demons, but adds a romantic dimension to the monk's spiritual awakening. So it was with A Chinese Odyssey. Only the lead character was one of the conquered three demons, the Monkey King. The only difference was, when the romance ended in tragedy, the Monkey King learned about destiny and responsibility, while Xuan Zang learned about the power of faith and universal love.
你对男女之间的事怎么看？
男女之间是小爱跟我一点关系都没有，我是要为世间的大爱去修行的。
想吃吗？
我不想。
我心中没有鹅腿，吃了也无妨。你心里想吃，嘴上却说不吃，就差那么一点点。
Journey to the West, Conquering the Demons is the first Stephen Chow movie without Chow in the cast. But this is not the reason for the difference in style.Actors Wen Zhang and Huang Bo are no less geniuses than Chow in inducing laughter, and their efforts make the film as hilarious as any other Chow comedy.
想当年，我手拿着两把西瓜刀，从南天门一直砍到蓬莱东路，来回砍了三天三夜，是血流成河。可我就是手起刀落，手起刀落，手起刀落，一眼都没眨过。
那么长时间不眨眼睛，眼睛会不会干啊？
However, the director must have put away some of his sarcastic ammo, because there is a noticeable absence of the irony that was so commonplace in his previous works. This change has caused discontent among some of Chow's fans who pose as intelligent viewers. Meanwhile, Chow's new production has also stirred the nerves of some sensitive viewers who claim the movie is too horrible to be a comedy. Since the film premiered on the first day of China's Spring Festival, many moviegoers took their children to see it, hoping to share some hearty laughter with their families. But when the movie showed a child being devoured by a fish demon, they soon realized that maybe it wasn't such a good idea to have brought the kids.As a result, complaints were made both on Chow's indiscretion and the lack of a film rating system. Stephen Chow movies used to please simple-minded, compassionate, and thoughtful viewers alike. But now, with the pall of irony well hidden and the weight of scare in full swing, the new film might generate as much in complaints as in box office earnings. On a scale from 1 to 10, I give it a 6.5.
相爱难得是上天的安排。